Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Saturday of the third week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we examine Heidelberg Catechism question and answer 8. Over the past few meditations, we have traced the breathtaking fall of humankind from the pinnacle of creation as those made holy and righteous into disobedience, sin, and corruption. But how bad is it really? Many today argue that mankind is intrinsically and basically good. And while that was true for Adam and Eve, it is no longer true for any of their descendants. But even if Christians agree on the fact of the fall, many still disagree on the nature of the fall and how pervasive it is in the hearts and minds of mankind. And so we ask in Heidelberg Catechism, question 8, but are we so depraved that we are completely incapable of any good and prone to all evil? We answer, yes, unless we are born again by the Spirit of God. This is the doctrine of total depravity, which basically asserts that all of our faculties, mental, emotional, intellectual, and spiritual, are tainted by sin in such a manner that left to ourselves we cannot choose that which is truly good, and are prone to sin and the perpetual transgression of God's law. What total depravity does not mean is that we sin to the fullest degree at all times and in every way. Fallen humanity still bears the image of God, and can do what many consider to be good works in this temporal realm, helping those in need, providing for our families, giving to the poor, and other such things. But none of these works, though good in the eyes of man, are truly good in the eyes of God. As asked and answered in Job 14:4, who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? There is not one. Isaiah 64, verses 5 and 7, 5 through 7. Behold, you were angry, and we sinned. In our sins we have been a long time, and shall we be saved? We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like a polluted garment. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls upon your name, who rouses himself to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us, and have made us melt in the hand of our iniquities. Even our best works, our very best works, our righteous deeds, are like a polluted garment, Isaiah tells us, a filthy rag, worthy of nothing other than being burned in a fire. Yet even as we affirm our depravity and inability to please God in our works, we do not despair. For where we can make no way, God has made the way. And he has done so in the gospel of his Son, that which he works in our hearts by the power of his Holy Spirit, as he gives us new life. Thus we confess that unless we are born again by the Spirit of God, we have no hope of doing evil. But if we are born of the Spirit of God, everything changes. As Jesus told Nicodemus in John 3:7 through 8, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit. As Paul tells us in Titus 3, verse 5, he saved us, not because of works done by us in righteousness, for we could do no works in righteousness, Isaiah tells us, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit. As the law of God serves its purpose and reveals to us our sin and our misery as we confess, our corruption, our depravity, our sinful transgressions of God's law, our response is not to work harder or try harder. Our response is to confess and believe. To confess our sin and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. To repent of our corrupt ways and put our faith in the one who died and rose again. To come before the God who created us in his own image with humble and contrite hearts, that our filthy rags might be replaced with the robes of Jesus' perfect righteousness, and that we who are prone to all evil might know the goodness and loving kindness of our merciful Father, who has caused us to be born anew by his Holy Spirit, as we look to and trust in Jesus Christ alone, to the glory of God, now and evermore. Amen.